here at the Munster Tweet Up in Crosshaven outside Cronin's Pub, and I'm speaking to Claire Bergen, who is in. I was going to say who's interviewing. No, I'm doing the interviewing. Claire is organising, that's the word I'm looking for, a food festival in Cork in a couple of weeks' time. Claire, where's the food festival going to be, and who have you got coming?
Okay, well, the food festival is taking place on the 19th of July to the 22nd. It's happening in Fitzgerald's Park, and tickets are on sale now. Our website is www.irishexaminerfoodfestival.com, and tickets are €12, with kids under 12 going free. So at the moment, I think we've got 3 or 4 weeks to go now, and we are at 40 exhibitors, including restaurants, and my ideal number is 60. It may not happen this year, but that's definitely the aim. So we've got a range of Cork restaurants and artisan producers coming along with some amazing chefs. We've Doreen Allen, Rachel Allen, Andrew Rudd coming back again this year, and Paolo Tullio, which is a good scoop for us. So really what we kind of want to portray is what Cork has to offer food-wise, to show that Cork is the food capital of Ireland.
I wouldn't disagree with you that Cork, certainly County Cork being the food capital of Ireland. Interestingly though, Cork has always struggled with a food festival. It has a bit of a patchy history with food festivals in the past. We've had lots of people try to organise one. They've all kind of done it maybe for a year, maybe 2 years. They've always been controversial. They've always upset people. How are you going to be different, and how are you going to be here in future, next year, in 5 years' time, and that people will love you? Because at the moment, Cork people, they've had a difficult relationship with the food festivals that's been held here.
Well, hopefully, our kind of aim, well, we're a Cork-based events company, so the name of our event company is Pretty Really Good Events. All of us are from Cork. We run events for the benefit of Cork. We want to see the people of Cork having something to go to and enjoying it and getting value for money. So we're lucky enough that we have a really good relationship with the City Council, who are behind us and want to see this succeed. They want there to be a food festival for Cork, and they want it to be a success, and they want it to be there in 10 years' time. So we are working very closely with them. And we are hopefully in the years to come going to be even closer working. And you know, down the line, my ideal vision would be that it's a free event so that the people of Cork can just stroll in and really get value for money. But until then, unfortunately, we have to charge. But we have reduced tickets. We've halved, more than half tickets this year. So we're hoping that will be an incentive. But really, we run events for the benefit of Cork, and that's why we think we'll last, rather than just being here for 1 or 2 years and then disappearing.
Now, one of the big bear bugs in previous years is that you pay to get into the festival, and then you had to buy a festival currency to buy food from the various standholders. Now, this was never popular with the people attending, and it certainly wasn't popular with the standholders. Tell me, have you got a festival currency?
No, we do not. We have no festival currency. It was one of the things we sat down and at the very first meeting of the year, and we're like, is there a need for this? So we've decided, nope, cash only. So you'll pay €12 at the door. If you want to spend the money, you have the option to spend the money. If you don't, you can walk around and sample it. So without the currency, the imaginary currency, there's that option to sample from the exhibitors and from the restaurant. So you could come up with your €12, not spend a cent, and go away hungry, or you can come up with your €12 and spend €50 and come, you know, leave stuff. So it's up to the pundit, really.
Okay. Now, you say entrance is €12. Is that for everybody?
Well, at the moment, we're looking at possibly having a student or OAP ticket of €10. So we have €12 tickets as standard. We're also running a deal with Living Social, so it'll be 2 tickets for €12. So.
But you're still half the price of what tickets were in the past.
Still more than half, because I think they were 25 last year.
fair enough. So you've got some celebrity chefs coming. Tell me about some of the food producers you've got. Can you name some of them, maybe?
Yep, we have Ballymaloe Country Relish on board, Clonakilty Pudding. We have Fridia Fine Foods, who do Danucci chocolates, which are amazing. And we're chatting to a couple of... We've O'Fallon Cho are also involved. And we're talking to a lot of Love Irish Food producers, and also Good Food Ireland. They're two umbrella groups who have really come behind us this year and supported us, because I suppose they see the need for this in Cork as well, and a lot of their members being Cork producers. So again, this year we're hoping to build the roots and start a reputation, and that going forward we'll have the main, we'll have every Cork producer exhibiting at the event to really show off what Cork has to offer.
Now, if that happens, you're going to have to move out of Fitzgerald's Park, but that's a dream.
Streets of Cork.
Just a final question then for you. So it's the 19th, 20th, 21st of and 22nd of July. When the gates close on the 22nd, what will have been a successful event for you?
For me, a successful event will be everyone leaving the event and feeling that they got value for money. So not feeling like they wasted their money, not feeling like it was a waste of their time, feeling that they came, they enjoyed, they ate, they sampled, they enjoyed the live entertainment, they enjoyed the chef demos and the workshops, and that they left happy, and that they will look forward to next year's event. And there starts the reputation, there starts the annual staple event in the Cork Festival calendar.
Because really, a city like Cork and a county like Cork, with its food heritage and its current food tradition and fabulous food being produced, really needs a proper annual food festival. I'm sure you'll agree.
Oh yes, definitely. And I'm in it for the long haul. I want to see Cork. The Cork Food Festival has been the festival in Ireland to attend. And if I'm there running it, happy days.
So it starts here. It starts with a blank sheet. We're starting with a clean sheet here. The Cork Food Festival, Ireland's main food festival. That's what we're going to make it. It starts here. Claire, thank you very much.
Thanks, Julian. Thanks.